shake somebody's hand and say, welcome to the Living Savior Church. Praise the Lord. We are so glad you're here today. We're going to have a special service today.
Amen.
We're going to see God heal everybody in the house today.
Amen.
He made the promise. That's all I got to say. So he made the promise. The last time we did this, everybody here got healed. Everybody. We put a chair right. We had people with brain tumors and all kinds of stuff. We put a row of chairs right down the middle here. And I got all the righteous men to go and lay hands on them and pray for them.
Amen.
And everybody that was here in that line that day got healed.
Amen.
I love it, don't you?
Amen.
Jesus, just like Dave said, Jesus expects us to believe.
Amen.
So I'm going to take a new covenant promise. And Cheryl's going to read some testimonies first. She got a couple of really good ones here. Honey, go ahead and read these
okay.
testimonies.
Well, first off, yesterday we had two miracles right here. One lady was, yes, praise the Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord.
One lady's been having trouble with her husband. He's actually been committing adultery, and her middle finger of her right hand, she's sitting over there, and she had this big old knot, arthritic knot on her middle finger, and had been there a few weeks, and she was really angry at him, of course, and after the teaching she received yesterday, when she came up for prayer, which we took him to the throne of grace to get him delivered, and the knot completely went away. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So arthritis is anger and rage. If you don't know, it's acid thoughts. So keep your thoughts in the right place.
Turn them over to Jesus. Let him
exactly.
take care of it. It's not your problem anyway. You know, turn
That's
it
right.
over to him. Jesus, God knows how to take care of our problem.
That's what 1 Peter 2:23 says. Even Jesus turned his case over to the one who judges righteously. So if somebody's bugging you, turn them over. Okay, the other one was a lady came up right toward the end, and she had had a stent put in her heart. She had a garter or a tumor right here on the left side, and I said, well, do you love yourself? And she, you know. And then she had a tumor on the right side of her back, which had to do with her ex-fiance, and he loved her. And then, but this thing she had in her heart, the stent, she was, for the last few months, has been having palpitations, extreme anxiety from the palpitations. And so we led her through repentance of not loving herself and made her promise that she would start loving herself from today forward, and had her, you know, so we delivered her from that. And then we started to pray for her. And as we prayed for her, the spirit lifted off of her and she felt it leave her. And she was just crying, crying, crying. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This lady wrote and said, Thurman, thank you for the prayers and healing in the past. I had a pinched nerve in my leg and could not walk. And you said I had a grievance toward another woman because it was obviously in her left leg, which I did. And you prayed and I asked her to forgive me, and God healed me that night.
Amen. Thank you. I'm glad we serve a healing Jesus.
Amen.
Healing
okay.
Jesus. He's awesome.
All right, this lady, she's been after Thurman for a while. She says, Pastor Thurman, I've stopped trying to prove you wrong. I have so many verses now that I never knew were in the Bible that I am sure you are on the right track. I appreciate it. I know, it's pretty funny.
Are we on the right track?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're on the right track.
I appreciate you getting me on the right path. Sins I said for years I could not stop were gone instantly as soon as I realized I could bring a curse on me and my children. I needed that truth. It makes sin not an option.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay.
You want to get rid of that sin, folks.
Yes, you do.
Get rid of that sin.
And you better listen to the Spirit when the Spirit talks to you. I can tell you right now. We've been having a conversation with a young lady in South Africa. She had sent us emails saying, okay, I'm engaged to this man and I want to get married in the next month. But she'd been married several years before, but over there they have some legalism that if you don't have a clean slate for 2 years, you don't get to marry. Well, her whatever was wrong, and she couldn't get married. The paperwork wasn't right. And immediately in the spirit, both Thurman and I said, she doesn't need to be marrying that man. He said, she doesn't need to be marrying that man. We wrote her back. We said, we've had a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
You don't need to be marrying this man.
This is the wrong man.
Exactly.
I mean, Cheryl and I both got a kick. Catching our
spirit
right there.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the wrong man. We both said this is the wrong man. I mean, if this is taking this long for God to get a
whatever. Paperwork together.
Paperwork done. This is the wrong man, so you need to not marry this guy.
Okay, so the topic is, thank you for your prayers and help. Pastor Thurman and Cheryl, a few months ago, I asked you to pray for something, and you replied that you had a word from God. And that's what we told her. We said, this is a word from God. You need to listen. That I should not marry the man I was with. From that day, I believed it, and I knew I would not marry him, but I stayed waiting for something to break up the relationship instead of her breaking it up. 2 days ago, something terrible happened, but praise the Lord, I'm free. We had an argument that got out of hand. That man strangled me and broke his car window with my head. He also tried to throw me off a balcony. I thought that it will be my last day alive. I asked a few neighbors to call the police. No one wanted to. I managed to hide somewhere, and I got away. Please pray with me for God to restore me, and that when he is ready to send me the husband he chose for me, I will wait on the Lord for a man that puts God first. I also need a job, as I'm starting my life over in a different town. And I mean, really, let's go as far away from that guy as we can. And I believe God will provide for me because I want to serve him with all my heart. I love God, and I thank him that I am still alive. Thank you so much for your prayers. If you did not tell me you had a word from God, I would have made a big mistake. I am very grateful. Thank you from South Africa.
Wow. When we hear from God, what should we do? Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to hear from God in just a minute, because if we read his word, are we hearing from God?
Yes.
Okay. Cheryl, we've got some people in the service today that have special needs, very, very special needs for healing. And one of them is sitting here in the back. It's Rick. He's been to the hospital. They told him he has cancer. So him and his wife are here today, and we're going to pray special for him in just a minute. But we're going to go over some scripture because we got to believe first.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
We got to believe. So we're going to pray not only for Rick today, but we're going to pray for me too. I mean, I've got this shaking and this problem in my hands. We're going to pray for me.
Amen.
We're going to believe that God's going to heal me today as he's going to heal. We're going to stand on his promise. We got other people here. I know Adrian's got a problem with his back. So I don't know the problems that everybody has, but I know there's some problems. And so what I want everybody to do, I want you to listen for a few minutes to the Word of God. You have to believe. In other words, that's why God tells us, don't go to a doctor, because you're trying to take the doctor and mix him in with me. And you're trying to get yourself healed by going to a doctor. You don't need a doctor. I am the best doctor in the universe, he says.
Amen.
And you've got to believe that. So I want Cheryl to read some of the promises. We're going to use several promises. And you got to get this in your spirit. You got to do this, because if you don't get it in your spirit, you won't believe it, so it won't work. God's word will not work unless you believe. So I want Cheryl to read some scripture, and just Matthew 18:19 to start off with. I want you to listen to this awesome promise that God made his children. Listen to what Matthew 18:19 says.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
In other words, I don't think you got that. I want you to read that one more time.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
I still don't believe you got it.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
I still don't believe you got it. Read it again.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father,
now,
which is in heaven.
I don't want you to be like Miss Kim. When she first heard that and started reading that, her statement out of her mouth was, wouldn't it be nice if that really worked? That's where we live. You know, we have never had anybody say, that is a guarantee from God. He said it. It's guaranteed. It can't fail. I guarantee if we use that for your healing, you will get healed. Then one day, Kim and her husband, they were talking about this, and I told them, I said, you know, what do you mean it would be nice if that worked? I said, it does work. It's in God's Word. I guarantee it works. And they thought, you mean that if we, my husband and I, agree about anything we ask him, he'll do it? And I said, is that what he said? And they said, that's what he said. So I said, well, start doing it. And lo and behold, they went believing that this was going to work. And everybody that they virtually pray for now gets healed or delivered or whatever. And in fact, they stand together in their business. I've heard Scott talk and Kim both tell me several times. They pull up on the back of the trailer that they got an enclosed trailer. They got equipment in, big mowers. And they're out there and only like about 30 minutes and a thunderstorm comes up. Start sprinkling a little, and they stop. Say, Father, my husband and I, we agree that you'll hold off the rain for a few minutes till we get all this done, and then as soon as we get this finished, we put the tractors in the trailer and close the doors, then we'll be ready to go. Thank you, Lord, for keeping the rain off. And the rain stops.
Amen.
The rain stops. I mean, they've told me many stories, and then they'll go ahead and they'll finish up 20, 30 minutes, they get it all done, and I've heard Scott say, I pulled the last mower up on the deck of the trailer to go in, and just as I start to pull it in, I stop and look up, and it starts raining.
Every time.
Isn't that true?
Every time. Yes, it's absolutely true.
But I don't believe the rest of y'all believe it. I don't believe you believe it. I want you to read it to me one more time.
Again, I say unto you.
What did it say? What?
Again.
Read it again.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Would you quote that one time, Kim?
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven.
Now, you really think he meant that?
Yes, I do, sir.
Now, I want everybody in here to open your Bible or look at it on the screen. Have we got it on the screen?
Yes, sir. And it's also in red letters.
I want everybody to look. And I'm going to go around here one by one. How do we get to this tree of life? I mean, I'm like Tarzan. I'm Tarzan. I'm over here in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I got the rope out here, but I want that tree over there, so how am I going to get over there?
By hearing.
By hearing. Somebody's over here saying, come over here, Thurman, come over here. Come on, get over here in this tree with me. So I grab hold of that rope, and I swing off, and I swing across there. And I want everybody, one of you at a time, when it says you've got to hear and hear and hear, I want to hear. I'm not going to require you to look at it up, you know, just from just looking, but I'll give it to you on the board, but I want you to read it out loud. If you can't read, then just tell me I don't want to do it. But if you can read, I'm going to ask you to quote that verse. Read that verse, son.
And again, I say unto you that if any of you shall agree on the earth that touching anything that it shall ask, it shall be done unto them of my Father which is in heaven.
Do you believe that?
I believe that.
You really believe that? You really do? Baron, let's hear you quote that.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Let's hear you read it.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Now, you got a real little team here. You got four of y'all in here. So you can really use that, can you not, brother?
So I can say, again, I say unto you that all of us will agree on earth touching anything that we ask, and it will be done by my Father which is in heaven.
Can't fail.
Amen.
Can't fail.
Amen.
So when you have a need for you or your wife or your boys,
amen,
anything, all you got to do is ask God and stand on that scripture, and he's going to provide somewhere along the line, right?
Amen.
Miss Betty, what does he say?
Again, I say unto you that if two of you, and that's me,
amen,
shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Pastor.
Do you really believe that?
Yes, sir.
Do you really believe that?
Sure.
You really? Well, let's hear you quote it.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, period.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe that? Let's, Ronnie, let's hear you quote that verse.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Is that, that's just almost too good to be true, you know that?
Yeah.
But he did write it, and it is there, and it's real, isn't it?
And it is a guarantee.
And it is a guarantee. Okay, who else? Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Quote that for me, Adrian.
Again, yeah, he says it because he wants to make sure we get it again and again. If any two of you shall agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done of my Father. Of anything that you ask, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven.
And so you got one and one. It's at least two of y'all, right?
Yeah.
So you can use that verse anywhere, anytime.
Yes, sir.
Dan, can you use that verse? Can you use that verse?
Yes.
Do you believe it? How about you, Barbara? You believe it?
I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God's will be done.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
Believing.
Amen.
Now then, we come over here on this side. I want to ask Rick. Rick, do you believe that?
I believe that, sir.
Okay, he said he believes that. Are the rest of you that's sitting here back here in the back, do you believe that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. In other words, if God said it, we can stand on it. It's in his word. He promises. He promises to save us, to heal us, and deliver us. All that's in his word. But why? Just like a man asked me the other day, I was sitting there talking with some pastors from Kentucky. He says, why does the curse not work? The redemption from the curse not work? I said, sir, it's real simple. It's paid for by Jesus 2,000 years ago. But we don't believe it. We don't believe the curse has been paid for. When you believe the curse has been paid for, it'll work. And it'll work every time. Let's stop. Let's go back and we look at this scripture of Matthew 18:19. That two of us agree. As touching anything that we ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Now I want to turn over to James 5:14, 15, and 16. And I want you to see a healing. This is the most powerful healing verse in the entire Word of God.
Amen.
And almost nobody uses it. The very first time I stepped out in faith with a man with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer, which had a few weeks left to live, his name was Ed Brock, the very first time over at Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville, Texas, that I stepped out on faith and made a statement to the people in the church, I guarantee if Ed Brock calls us to pray over him, I'm going to guarantee you God's going to heal him because he used a verse. And they thought I had lost my ever-loving mind. This man had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer, and it's over. You have a few weeks to live. But I have a verse in God's Word in James 5:14 and on. That says this. I want Cheryl to read it. I want them to put it on the board. I want you to see it. See it and hear it. And listen, this is our verse. Listen to this verse.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Do I believe that? Yes. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is that really in God's Word?
Yes.
If that's really, Mike, if that's really there, and I really think it would work, why is the church got so many sick people? What's the problem?
They just heard it. They didn't hear it.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't hear it. In other words, Cheryl, honey, read that again. How did he say we're going to get this faith? By what?
Hearing.
By hearing and hearing and hearing. So before we're going to pray for people, we're going to hear it several times because I want you to know that this is in the Word of God and it works. Listen, read it again, honey.
Is any sick among you?
Who's that say?
Any sick.
I mean, is who?
Any sick.
Are you anybody?
Yeah.
So what's the problem, huh? You see what I mean? What, are you an anybody son?
Yes.
Yeah. But see, this is what we don't do. We don't believe. Just like Ed Brock. I mean, I was standing in front of his hospital room when I asked his wife, I said, how's Ed? And she said, Thurman, they opened him up today and looked inside of him. He has stage 4 terminal cancer in every organ of his body. He only has a few weeks left to live, and he's 42 years old. Just as clear as a bell, I heard the Lord say, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and I will heal him. Now then, it's in the book, just like that. But I heard an audible voice. And because I heard that audible voice, I went crazy. I said, God. I mean, I'm walking down, I pray with her, and then I leave the room, and I'm walking down the hospital corridor, and I'm looking up, and I says, God, I know I heard you clear, but you didn't hear her. Y'all see how dumb we are? That's how dumb we are. Unfortunately, that's so sad that I heard from God audible, and so I go home that night. And for the first time in my life, I began to look up everything in God's Word about healing. I'd never done that before. I'd never prayed for the sick before. This is 1986. I mean, I was a deacon at Lakeland Baptist Church, a Sunday school teacher. But I'd never prayed for the sick. I'd never used that verse. I knew almost nothing about healing, but God was going to straighten me out. So I went home that night and looked, and I found this wonderful verse in James 5:14-15-16. I read this. As I looked it up and found about healing, I found the verse. It says, read it again, honey. What does it say? James 5:14.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he've committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Okay, now then the problem is we need some righteous men. The prayer of a righteous man. I want you to know that because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, you are looking at a man that is standing right here before you that's righteous.
Amen.
I am righteous. Now then, I want you to realize if he bore your sickness and removed your disease, and he did all these things for you, and if he, Jesus Christ, by dying on the cross, made you the righteousness of God in Christ, how many of you men in here know that you're righteous?
Amen.
How many know you're righteous? You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes, absolutely. If Jesus Christ made you righteous, then you're righteous.
Amen.
You can't get no more righteous than that. But you got to believe that. And I've known many a man. In fact, this young man right here, he asked his father the other day after he heard some messages from me, "Dad, do you think you're righteous as God?" And what was your dad's answer?
Not even close.
Not even close. But he's a good man,
mm-hmm.
and he loves God.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't see himself as a holy, righteous man equal with God in righteousness, because we just can't see ourselves like that. So it said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, right?
Amen.
So if he doesn't know he's the righteousness of God in Christ, how are you going to get him there?
By telling him what the Word says he's righteous.
Amen. So if you continually pound that in him,
yes, sir.
Saying, "Dad, look what this says." And I'm not telling you out here because you ain't going to believe me, but look what it says right here in the book. The book says that I am righteous. Jesus Christ made me righteous. And if you keep on and keep on one of these, he's going to say, "Son, I don't know how I missed that." That's what that says.
Amen. He got it now. I made sure I found it in.
But you had to stay with him, right?
Amen. Amen.
Now then, the prayer of a righteous man will avail much. Now then, he can pray for somebody and pray in faith and get them set free or get his prayers answered, right?
Amen.
God will receive it. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yes.
If God says something in this book, you've got to believe it. Now, with Ed Brock, whenever that night that I found that scripture and I read that scripture, one more time, honey, read that scripture out loud. James 5, 14, 15, 16.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Lord, we repent of our sins. I confess my sin to you, Lord, and I confess my sin to this church. I don't even know what it is, but there's something that I'm not doing right exactly that has not pleased God. Lord, I repent. Now, I'm your son, so I know I'm forgiven. You clearly said in your word that whoever confesses their sin will be forgiven, and they will be restored. Is that what he said?
Yes.
So are we clean now? We're clean. We're washed in the blood. He says, confess your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Are we doing everything now he told us to do right here today?
Yes, sir.
So we got everybody, and I can convince everybody that's here today that you, I don't care whether you're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, you got some kind of a problem. If I can convince you from this word that Jesus has already paid the price for your deliverance and your healing, it's a done deal.
Yes.
A done deal. Sometimes the manifestation, it doesn't happen overnight. In fact, I'll use this as an example. This young lady right here, when she was a baby, little bitty girl, this couple adopted her. And the reason they were able to adopt her, it's because the doctors at the place where they were at told them that the little girl would never walk. She had been invalid. She would never be able to walk because she had some kind of a problem. They said, this makes no difference with us. We know who the healer is.
Amen.
So they took this little girl and they brought her out here to us. We remitted all the sins of the parents, the real parents. We broke all the curses over her and claimed that she was healed and that she would be fully restored and she would run and play and be a supernatural little girl someday in the future. And we praised God for it.
Amen.
And we thanked him for it.
Amen.
We stood on several promises in his word. And slowly but surely, over the next few weeks and months, she got to where she could crawl. Then she got to where she could stand up and walk a little.
Now she stands on the horn.
Yeah. Now she does. Now then, there's nothing to see her out there standing up on the back of a horse. Riding around. But see what happens when you know the healer.
Amen.
It didn't happen overnight. It took several weeks and maybe even a few months before she could really get up and walk around good. But if you didn't know that, and if I hadn't have told you that story, you would never know that this little girl has ever been anything but supernaturally perfect. Is that right, Scott?
Right.
She can do anything.
Yes, she can.
I mean, she's not sick. But her parents, her adoptive parents, brought her to a place where we knew who we were in Christ.
Amen.
We believed these promises were ours.
Yeah.
When somebody says, you know, your child is sick because of your sin, instead of blowing up and throwing us out, they received that.
Amen.
And they said, we know that. We've heard you preach that. So we want to receive that, and we want our baby to be completely delivered and completely healed. And they received the healing power of Jesus for this sweet little girl of theirs. Now, honey, how old are you?
13.
She's 13 years old. And look at her. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that something?
Woo-hoo! Jesus.
But it came after her mother and daddy. Just think, now this is the step in the mother, the adoptive mother, that not too long before that said, wouldn't it be nice if Matthew 18:19 really worked? She didn't believe it. She had no idea that it would work. So why did it not work for them? Because they didn't believe it. It was there all the time, but they didn't believe it. But boy, do they believe it now.
Amen.
I mean, Scott, nearly every week when they come to church on Friday night and Saturday, he's always got an armload of testimonies. Pastor, let me tell you what God did for us today or yesterday or last Monday or whatever. And he's always got a load of testimonies. Just it hadn't been long ago when he had no testimonies.
Yeah.
But now he's got them all the time.
He's got one living in his house.
Yeah.
Three.
Three
living in his house.
Yeah.
They all got healed of something.
Yeah, they've all been. But let's look at this. Rick, I want you to listen real close. I want Cheryl to read again, James 5, 14, 15, 16. I want this verse got Ed Brock healed, but it did not happen overnight. This is, I want you to realize, God can do it right now, overnight, instantly in a heartbeat if he wants to. It all depends on him and what he's got going on. But he may not, like Ed Brock. Ed Brock was 42 years old. He had terminal cancer, and he'd been told by the finest doctors that he was not going to live but a few weeks. It's all over. And then I convinced him to call the men of the church to pray for him over Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville. And that I told him, I made this statement. I was leaning on the tailgate of my pickup when Bobby Thompson, the manager of the Louisville Lumberyard, was right there beside me. He was a deacon. He was chairman of the deacons. And I said, I'm going to guarantee you on the promises of God that if Ed Brock calls us to pray over him, I'm going to guarantee you God's going to heal Ed Brock. He said, Thurman, how can you be so sure that God's going to heal him? I said, because I heard an audible voice. I heard a voice that said, I will, and it shall come to pass. You know, that I will heal you, you know, that the Lord will forgive you. I heard that. I said, but the thing about it is, I had something better than a spoken word. The sure word of prophecy, which is the word of God.
Amen.
And so we're going to read that one more time. James 5:14. What does it say?
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church.
Hold it. Do we have any sick among us?
Yes.
Yes. I have this problem shaking. But I'm ready to get rid of this beast.
Amen.
Rick back there, he's got a problem. He's got a broken bone in his hip or something like that. And they've diagnosed him with cancer or something. Is that a problem for God?
No.
Not if we confess our sin. If we confess our sin and get back in that right tree, we're in good shape.
Amen.
I mean, it won't be long. Me and Rick both will be out there outrunning the monkey in that tree. That monkey won't be able to keep up with me and him. He's the one. My shaking's going to go away. His cancer's going to go away. And if there's anybody else here today, but I want you to be thinking, if there's anybody here that's got any kind of a medical problem, here in just a few minutes when we get this thing beat to death and beat to life or whatever, and we get this tree of life and this tree of knowledge of good and evil all under control here, we're going to call the people that have a problem to come up here, and I may just have them sit on the edge here on this tree, and I'm going, every righteous man in this place, every man that's righteous, and if you're not right now righteous, you need to make sure you know Jesus, make sure you're in the right tree, make sure you have confessed every sin. If you got any kind of sin in your life, confess that sin to God and get rid of it. You want to be clean and pure and holy. Then I'm going to set the sick people on the row right here. And we're going to, the rest of us men are going to come by. We're going to touch them in the name of Jesus. And Jesus clearly said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Did he not?
Yes.
Did he say that? Read that, James 5:14, one more time.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, read on.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
So when I prayed for Ed Brock over there at Louisville, I kept calling him and calling and telling Ed. I went to his house. I said, Ed, I have a word from God for you. And I opened my Bible and I read James 5:14, what Cheryl just read. He looked at me and he says, Thurman, you don't think that verse really works. How long has that verse been in God's Word? How long, son?
About
at least 2,000 years, right? Well, that's not very long, is it? So what's wrong with us? Unbelief, you got it. I mean, you're 100% right on unbelief. That's the problem with the church, unbelief. We don't believe this stuff. But yet God give us a book and he give us a word and he promised us that this is yours. But you got to swing from that one tree to the tree of life. From the tree of life, everything works.
Amen.
From the tree of knowledge of good and evil, nothing works. Just terrible. But when you get in that tree of life, it will work. And when you pray your prayers of faith, they will work. So I tried to convince Ed. And when I told him, I said, I'm going to read this verse to you. And I read that verse that Cheryl had been reading. And as a young man in the church, in Lakeland Baptist Church, which he was a good man. He had to come to church every time the door was open. I mean, he had a lovely wife, and they were just a great, lovely couple. I loved them both, still love them both. But he looked at that verse, and he said, you don't think that works? I said, Ed, this has been in the Bible for 2,000 years. And I said, you have cancer, terminal cancer, and you're 42 years old. I said, you don't want to die, do you? He said, of course not. I said, well, then let's do what God says. And God said he'll heal you. Did he promise to heal you in that verse?
Yes. Yes.
So what's wrong with us? So anyway, he said, I just can't believe it. He hadn't heard it very many times, maybe two or three. And it come out of God's word, but he couldn't believe it. So I finally said, okay, Ed, let me tell you why I know it's there. I said, the other night when I was in front of your room at the hospital, when your wife told me what the problem was, the Lord spoke to me audibly and told me to tell you to do that, and he would heal you. You're trying to tell me you heard God speak to you? Yes, I did. He said, Thurman, you must think I'm crazy. He He said, I'm 42 years old. I've been in church all my life. I ain't never heard nobody say they heard God speak to them except in the Bible. I said, well, I heard it. He said, well, I don't believe it. See? That's the problem. Why had he never, why would he, could he not believe that? Because he'd never been before a pastor that could stand up there and say, I heard God's voice. God has said this to me, young'uns. This is what he said. Just like that day that just a few weeks ago, a few months ago, when that girl wrote me and Cheryl. I mean, as soon as Cheryl read that to me, I said, you need to write her and tell her that's not the right man.
Amen.
I mean, if God is preventing this divorce thing from going through for a year and she's wanting to marry this guy, there's something wrong. He's not the right man. And that, and Cheryl said, that's exactly the way I feel. She said, I got a check in my spirit just when you said that, that he's not the right man. So God lined up in both of our spirits that he was not the right man. This last week, we found out he was not the right man. He almost killed her. I wouldn't say that's the right man for her, would you?
Nope. No.
If he tries to kill her and he ain't even married to her, that's awful. But I told Ed, I said, Ed, I'm going to leave it with you, but I want you to promise me one thing. I want you to promise me that you'll read James 5, 14, 15, 16 out loud over and over and over. And how does faith come?
Hearing.
And hearing.
Hearing.
And hearing.
Hearing.
Read it one more time, honey.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Okay, now let's stop and think about this. If this ball means what it says, we're on solid ground. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
If we do what this book says, and God can't lie, if you need to be healed of anything, and Rick and me, we're going to be right here in the line. Me and him, we're going to pray over him first, and then we're going to pray over me, and then we're going to have you come by. If you're a man, and you know, first of all, I want you to realize, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you really are a believer, are you, technically speaking, are you the righteousness of God in Christ?
Amen.
I mean, that's what he said. The word says you are righteous.
Yes.
And then the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then we have another verse. I mean, we're going to look at these, but I want you to look at Mark chapter 16, verse 18. I want Cheryl to turn over there, and I want y'all to put that on the board, and I want us to read Mark 16, 17, and 18.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Now hold it right there. You got to stop and talk. These signs, what we're fixing to do, is going to follow who?
Amen.
It's going to follow the righteous men and women that know who they are in Christ.
Amen.
It ain't going to follow just everybody. It's going to follow the believing believer. Are you a believing believer?
Amen.
If you're not a believing believer, then you know you don't need to be a part of this because it ain't going to work. In other words, Jesus always put out the unbelievers. Put them out there in the rain. Put them somewhere where they can get something, but they don't need to be where you are. If you're going to pray the prayer of faith for somebody, we serve a faith God, and we need to be faith children. Faith children. Read that one more time.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Is that what that said?
That's what it said.
It didn't say maybe it will. It said it will follow them that believe. Is that what that said, son?
Yes.
Don't you think it's time we get rid of this unbelieving junk?
Yes.
And start believing the promises of God?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I'm on your side. Read on, honey.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Okay, whenever we speak to a devil in Jesus' name, don't ever hesitate for a second to believe that devil has no power over you, no authority over you. You have all power over him, and when you speak to him and tell him to go take a flying leap, he's got to do it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's got to do it. I mean, whenever me and Cheryl are praying for people in the night, like we do every night, we pray for people, we get people, she says, you know, what are you going to do with this? I said, honey, let me tell you, I'm going to pray. But we need to find out all this information. I said, it would be nice, but we may not be able to get it in time. So I said, when I pray, all I need is what I've already got. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm in charge here in Jesus' name. He's given this all to me. He told me to kick out these devils. And so whenever I could tell one of those devils, I said, devil, in the name of Jesus, you have to obey me because it's written in Luke 10, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
I said, now come out of this woman, come out of this man, come out of this boy, and go to the abyss and get out of their life and never come back.
Amen.
And we have some of the most awesome testimonies, and some of you heard many of them.
Amen.
When we pray those kind of faith prayers, those demons leave, they flee.
Amen.
Why do they flee? Because we know the Word of God is true, and it cannot be broken. And if it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, I believe that means what it says.
Amen.
And I believe he's given me and you that power. Read on a little further.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now then, if you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ, if you know you are, when you lay hands on the sick, what has got to happen?
They shall recover.
They'll be healed. Is that what that said?
Yes.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Shall. Not maybe. It's if you're a believer. Like I say, I can remember when I was a kid down on the creek with the grapevines hanging out of the trees. When I used to go to the Saturday afternoon matinee, they had a little deal about Tarzan. So I'd go home and I'd grab those little vines hanging in those trees, and I'd swing across that creek, screaming like Tarzan. And I'm seeing the picture. I was going from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to the tree of life. I was swinging across there. And whenever I would get in that other tree, I was Tarzan. I mean, I could do anything from over there. You know, I some of you may have never was raised up in the country like I was, but I had so much fun being raised up in the country. But all these examples and these pictures and signs that God gave me, to let me know how his system worked. If I only believe. Jesus' own words says, if you only believe, not only shall you say to the mountain to be removed, but if you tell it to go throw itself in the sea, that mountain will obey you. And we stop and think, okay, God, now that's a little further than I can go. Okay, if you can't go there, just keep reading. Keep listening. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. So when you lay your hands on somebody, especially the men, let me just ask this question. We've went over this several times. How many of you believe what we've just been talking about for real? How many of you really believe it? You really believe you're the righteousness of God in Christ? You really believe you're as righteous as God because it said so?
Yes.
You really believe that when you lay hands on the sick, they're going to get well?
Yes.
I'm just here to not get one out of 100. I'm here to get 99 out of 100 or 100 out of 100.
That's what we're here for, son, 100 out of 100.
100.
We don't want 99. We want all of them. That's just like that time when they asked Sid Roth, how many people do you pray for gets healed? And there was another pastor standing there beside me. He said, everybody he prays for gets healed. Sid Roth couldn't believe that. He said, everybody you pray for? And the man says, well, those that do what Thurman says. You got to believe. You got to walk in holiness. You got to believe that God is God and that he has bore your sickness and removed your disease. He did it all. You didn't have nothing to do with it except believe. After you believe, now then, when I walk by and touch her in the name of Jesus, if she had a problem, she ain't got it no more. She's healed. Is that right? Now then, do we really believe this? Rick, do we really believe this, Rick? Okay. And I'm going to come over here. Just stay right there where you are. I'm not going to ask you to get up or nothing. The Bible didn't say you had to be standing up. It just said for me to come over and lay my hands on you.
Yes, sir.
And you will be healed. He told me that I can cast out demons.
Yes, sir.
Every demon of hell that's in you that's messing up your body, I command every demon to leave and go to the abyss and never come back. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You in agreement with me, right?
I am in agreement with you, sir.
How about you, wife? You in agreement too?
Absolutely.
See, he said if two of us agree, right?
Right.
Two of me. And back here on this back row, do we all believe?
Yes, sir. We do.
If we believe, that's another set that's back there.
Yes.
Now we got a set up here. Now then, I have prayed for Rick. I've cast out these demons, and we know he's healed, but I'll tell you what I want every righteous man to do. I'm going to start back here with Cliff. Cliff, I know you're righteous. I know you're righteous. So I want you to stand up. I want you to come forward. I want you to touch Rick and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Right now.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you. That's all we need. We need that. Now then, I don't care how we do this, but I don't care where you come from, wherever you are. I want every righteous man in this place to get up and come back here and walk by me and lay hands on him and just say, be healed in Jesus' name. I want every righteous man, every man that knows he's a believer in Jesus Christ, come by. I want you to just lay hands on Rick and say, be healed in Jesus' name. That's all you got to do. Be healed in Jesus' name. And then go on and sit back down again. Amen. 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 Every man, come by. Y'all remember only a couple of weeks ago we did this for a man here in the church? And what happened? He had cancer. What happened to his cancer? It was gone. He went Tuesday to have the doctor check him, and there's no cancer in his body. He's totally healed, completely healed. We did that just 2 weeks ago. Right?
Amen.
You believe?
Amen, I do.
Amen. You believe too, right, Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Come on up there. I want everybody, every man that knows he's righteous before God, because Jesus Christ made you righteous. He made you righteous, didn't he, son?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I want you to be healed too.
Amen. I'm going to. I am already healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah, see, I'm shaking hands with you guys. Y'all are laying hands on me too, so I'm going to be healed. You believe, don't you? Amen. Come on over here and pray for Rick. Amen. We're healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
the Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We got it. Praise the Lord. Brother. Amen. 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 We know the Word of God works. Amen. Praise God. We believe we are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Nate. Glory to God.
According to John 14:14, you say we can ask for anything. Ask for you to heal Thurman of this shakes and just remind his mind that he is young again. You know,
amen.
Go out there and jump and play anytime you want.
Praise the Lord. You're absolutely right, little fella. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name.
I have a prayer in Aramaic.
Oh, okay.
Can I say it over you?
Sure, absolutely.
Sure, use it.
Okay, go ahead. Over. Yeah, Father, while he's doing this, everybody been through here? Everybody been? You haven't been here, right? Praise the Lord. Come over here and pray over this guy.
Oil, eh?
Oh.
I've already prayed.
Okay.
You're healed in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
It is written.
I receive that. Praise the Lord.
You're healed, brother.
Amen. Have you prayed for Rick yet?
Yes.
Okay, you pray. Okay, you got something you want to quote her?
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. Praise
anoint you with oil.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's done.
I want to. Yeah,
I hear it's done.
Amen. Amen. It is done.
I hear it's done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Are we done here, or you got something to praise
Father,
the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for blessing the leaders, Lord God. Thank you for a strong leader, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. We are healed.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
You
are healed in Jesus' name.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father. We refuse anything but the best for you, Father.
Yes, amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We love you.
Praise
we love Pastor,
Father.
Jesus,
Lord
God. Thank you for restoring our leader, Father.
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you.
Thank
Mark 16:18, Father, you said we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father.
We love you. We honor you and praise you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you got something you want to read?
It's like that or that I look in my delight. It's like Hesha Varnash Akra. Come and see anyone who holds the hand of a person who has not overcome the negative inclination endeavors to help him leave the past negatively is elevated to three elevations to which no person can rise.
Amen. Praise God.
And I am.
Okay. Now then. Anybody else, anybody that's got a problem, I don't care whether it's a back problem, I don't care what the issue is, I don't care if you got cancer, I don't care what you have, if there's anything wrong with you, but that you're here right now, I want you to come up here, right here, and stand right here, and I'm going to ask the entire church to come by and pray for everybody one at a time so that everybody has a special anointing and a special blessing. So if you have any kind of a problem, I want you to stand right here in a line. Men, women, don't make it who it is, everybody.
The whole church. Almost the whole church. Maybe put them this way.
Yeah, I'm going to get them.
All the way out the back now.
Okay. Okay, in other words, I want some of these men that have prayed for Rick. Do what, honey?
It's the whole church, almost.
Well, I know it is, and I feel like it is the whole church, and I want everybody to, everybody. Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now then, as you come forward, I'm going to touch you in the name of Jesus, and then you're going to go on back around this way and come back, and I want you everybody to get touched by one of these men, my men that...
Yeah.
Preach with me all the time. Scott.
Go right over there.
Yeah, Scott's over here. I want Scott in here. I want Mike over here. I want Dave over here. I want these men that are here with me all the time. And Baron, yeah. As you come by here, I want these men to either touch you or anoint you with oil or whatever and say, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
are y'all all with me?
We're with you.
Did the Lord say that if we call upon the elders of the church and then anoint us, Lord, and pray the prayer of faith, we will be healed?
Yes.
So I'm going to be number one. I want you to touch me. Just reach out and touch me in Jesus' name.
Healed in Jesus.
So thank you, Lord, that Thurman's healed.
Thank you, Lord, that Thurman is healed.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name you're healed.
Amen.
Jesus. Name.
Amen. Okay, now then, I want the rest of you just to fall in line and come back right by here. Come by Baron and Dave and... All, and they're going to say the same thing. And if you got anything wrong with you, I don't care if you got something that's been bothering you for 50 years, it's time to get it healed today.
Yes, sir.
Whatever your need is, it don't make any, whatever that need is, you come by and let Jesus heal you today. The healer is in the house today.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's here.
Thank you, Lord.
not. Yeah.
From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet.
Yeah.
Mark 16:18.
Thank you,
Father.
Let's make it pretty quick. Let's come on. You don't have to talk much. Just be healed in Jesus' name. That's really all you need.
Jesus
knows when you say be healed in Jesus' name, he's done it. That's all he needs to hear, right? You don't need a lot of talking. He just needs you to say, I believe, Lord. I believe I'm healed. I'm standing on your word. I believe. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe I'm healed. When these men pray for you, you're going to be healed. In Jesus, you believe it, young lady?
Yes, sir. I believe you.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, come on through here.
Old injury. I let everything else be healed, but I was hanging on to an old injury.
Get rid of it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you don't need nothing. I mean,
okay.
Jesus said we could ask for anything, right?
Yes.
So why drag these old things around? You know, throw them out the window. Amen. Jesus, he wants his children to be healed. Don't you believe that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Just go through here and touch them in the name of Jesus.
Got to go faster, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pray, just touch them and pray right quick. We don't have to do a lot of preaching or nothing. Just lay hands on them and say, be healed in Jesus' name. That's all it takes. Be healed in Jesus' name, young lady. Right? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on through here and be healed, girl, in Jesus' name. Do you believe these promises?
I believe.
So I'm healed today, aren't you?
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. I guarantee, like I said, the last time I did this, everybody in this room, everybody got healed that day. Everybody. God healed every one of them. So you're healed.
My shoulders.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And you're healed. You believe those promises, right?
Yes, sir.
You heard several of them, right? You got them in your heart.
Yes, sir.
Okay, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your promises.
For your promises.
I am healed.
Amen.
Just go right on through here. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Y'all just go right on through here and get your hands laid on you and believe and stand on his promises and believe that you are healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you believe that, brother?
Amen, I do. Yes, I do, in Jesus' name.
Everything I said today came right out of his word, didn't it?
Amen.
So we're going to believe it, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name, yes. Come on through here. We're getting on. All right. Bring them on through. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Bring them on through. Make the prayer short. God don't need much. All he needs you to do is get over in the right tree. In the name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Pastor.
Are you healed?
I'm healed.
Amen. It's written in his word, is it not?
He sent me here to be healed.
Amen. Praise God. I love him. I love to see him heal people. Don't you? Jesus, are you healed?
I'm healed.
Amen. Because I got both hands on you, so you're healed. In Jesus' name, right?
Jesus' name.
Amen. No doubt. No doubt. Believe in the name of Jesus. We're all healed here. We got a healing church here. We believe Jesus is a healer. Amen. He's a good God, is he not? Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for healing this daughter of yours in Jesus' name. Go on right through this line. We're going to get every one of you. Praise the Lord, brother. You are healed.
And I know I'm healed.
Yeah, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God, brother.
Yes.
Amen. Come on here, brother, in the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Amen.
Time you get through this line, you can't be nothing but healed.
Also, my business is healed.
Ain't that something? I mean, when you get this many praying men pray for you, you can't fail, right?
Amen.
Amen. When he said it's just two of us.
It's a whole bunch.
Yeah, but two of us can put, if one of us can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight.
That's more.
And if it's three or four of us, we can put a whole bunch more, right?
Be a whole bunch of demons brewed.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, praise him. Praise the Lord.
I'll tell you again.
Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Put the prayer of faith on them quickly and move them on. Move them on out. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Pray for them. Touch them in Jesus' name. That's all. Yeah, all that's necessary, just touch them in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God said in His Word, if we just pray and speak the Word, He said all them things, didn't He, Barbara?
He sure did.
He's the one. And if He can't lie, all we got to do is do what He said, and He'll heal every one of us, right?
Right.
Amen. Brother Dan, you believe that, don't you? He's a good God, and He's a healing God. And he meets, oh, he's out of this world. I love it. I love seeing him pray. I love seeing him heal all his children. In Jesus' name, we are healed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord, Ronnie. God is good. Remember, pray about everything with thanksgiving. Everything will be good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing Ronnie and his lovely bride. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on through here. Praise the Lord, young lady.
Praise the Lord. I am healed.
Do you believe those promises?
Believe.
They're all over the place, aren't they? Ain't no reason, ain't no sense in us staying sick.
No.
With a God that's got to give us all those promises and all the things we've seen Him do, we might as well stand on His Word and be healed of everything.
I'm healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Amen. I'm in agreement with you, girl.
Thank you.
Amen. And the time you get around the corner here, you'll really be healed.
Yes, sir.
All them men pray for you. Praise the Lord, young lady. You healed?
Yes. I feel like I witnessed a supernatural healing while ago.
What happened?
You praying over Rick. All those men praying over Rick.
Wasn't that something?
Yes, I can feel it.
Amen.
Yes.
He's healed.
And you are too.
Amen. I guarantee I am, girl. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, I'm healed too.
To the tips of your fingers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Every once in a while we have to call on the big guns, right? Jesus is the big guns, right? Hi, Dave. He heals them all. Amen. So that's what we do. We stand on His promises. Hey there, youngin', are you doing good? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's something. Are you healed?
Yes, sir.
Amen. How about you, youngin'? Are you healed?
Yes.
Amen. Y'all are both healed in Jesus' name. And if two or three or four of us agree about anything, Daddy, it's done, right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right. If we would go to the Word for our input, we would always get our promises from God.
Amen.
All we need is a good Daddy. Daddy is in home, and at home with a good mother and good wife and children. Ain't nothing you can't get done with a family like that.
Exactly right.
Wow. Amen. We're going to bring you all through this line. Praise the Lord. Everybody's going to be healed in Jesus' name. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Father, Mark 16, Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We believe it without a shadow of a doubt. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father.
You think that
you,
boy believes?
It is done.
He believes, doesn't he? You took him to the right place to get his life changed forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. But I can't think of a better thing to do to your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Teaching the Word of God.
Hey, sir.
Amen. Change Barron's life forever.
Hey, forever.
He'll never be the same.
Right.
Cliff changed his life forever, too.
God sent His Word and healed us.
Amen.
The Word did not return void.
Amen.
This is what He said.
Amen, Cliff.
He said he would do.
He's going to heal everybody here today.
He has already.
Everybody's
you,
got healed.
You too.
Amen. Praise
you, Lord.
Wow. We love seeing God do good things.
Thank you. You've changed our lives. You've made us understand what healing is.
Amen.
What these scriptures mean.
Amen. Stand on the promises of God and let him come in and heal you.
That's
just do what he says and he'll do every time. Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for healing everybody here today. Thank you, Lord. Y'all are going around praying for the sick.
I just had to stand up because I knew good things were coming.
Amen.
I had to be a part of it.
Amen. You definitely don't want to miss this.
No.
And be a part of God. Like I said, I've done this two or three times here and one time in Dallas. The time I done it in Dallas, the Lord spoke to me that day and told me to do it.
Right.
And he healed everybody there that day that had a need.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's amazing. I feel something in my heart right now is going on.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And you're healed.
I'm healed.
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, I'm also here to be raised up to be more of the man of God God's called me to be.
Amen.
You know, I had a revelation about that memory. I teach piano and voice and perform. And I'm teaching a man to get ready to sing. And we call it from being memorized to mesmerized. Because I can play a song in my own studio memorized, but if I don't get it mesmerized when I do it out there, I can still make a mistake. So when you're memorizing verse, there's a long thing between getting it memorized and having it so memorized that when you're in a situation where you need to use it, there's no doubt getting it from here to there.
Yeah, that's it.
And you have to go over, because even if you said it over and over again, I prayed the Our Father 1,000 times and never realized the Lord added something to it. He says, now look, I know what you need, son. Don't use a lot of vain repetitions. Just pray the Our Father like this. You know, so now that, how many times did it take to pray the Our Father before I came across that further revelation about the same verse? And you do the same thing. So you go after that verse, and then the Holy Spirit reveals you something about it. So it isn't just getting it memorized. If you keep saying it and you keep going over and over it, the Holy Spirit will give you a deeper revelation.
That becomes your verse. That's yours.
Right.
And you can do what he said.
And you can do what he says.
Yeah, he can do what you
now, say. Now, why does it take sometimes 100 times, one times 1,000 times? You're right.
Yeah.
It just does take.
That's why I go over these things so many times, so people will get it.
Right. Well, that's why the Lord gave me Isaiah 40. Those who wait upon the Lord will grow faint. Some will be weary. Because, yeah, when you're pushing in and pushing in, and it's like taking time, it gets hard.
Amen. Everybody's going to be healed today. Everybody. Everybody's healed today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everybody's healed. Amen. Everybody's healed in Jesus' name. Everybody healed in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Everybody's healed in Jesus' name.
So those listening on the internet, we're still praying for people. So... praise the Lord. We got about three more people to pray for, and then we'll be... Pastor stepped out, actually, to go minister to Rick. So y'all on the internet, keep praying for Rick. I don't really know his story. I just know that it wasn't good news, so praise the Lord. Oh, we're going to close the service now. All right, so Pastor Thurman is not coming back. Praise the Lord. Okay, he's out there working with Rick, or ministering to Rick right now. So, we're going to wait a couple minutes till these people get prayed for, okay? So let's just pray with the pray. Reach out your hands towards them. Thank you, Father. Amen. Father, we want to praise you and thank you for what you did in this house today. We asked you, we knew you were that you come here. We know that when two or three are gathered together in your name, you're right here in the midst. We praise you for that. We thank you for that, because it's all about you blessing us. and most of you heard, it came through the line what I shared, and I want to share it again, that verse did not say, can you bring up Matthew, correction, James, not James, yeah, James 5, 14, 15, and 16. Real quick, we'll look at that one more time. Is he any sick among you? Did that say any sinless? Did it say any perfect? Those of you that made God a promise that you're not going to do what you did to get sick? Did it say anything like that? No, it just said, any of you that are sick, call for the elders of the church. Sometimes you have to call out the cavalry. Now, I want to make this point. The cavalry, the elders, are not better than you. Okay? They're not better than you. They're not more sinless than you. They're not more perfect than you. It's just God's order. God said, I established men to work in the eldership here at this church. You go get them, and I'll show up. Okay? It doesn't say we're sinless. It doesn't say that we have faith to move mountains. Okay? But how many of y'all, when you started hearing Cheryl read that verse over and over and over, how many of y'all started getting it? How many of y'all, it started lighting up to you? Man, there's a lot of hands in here. You kept hearing it, and you thought, oh, yeah, I know that verse. I know that verse. Yeah, I can repeat that verse. I know it. But yet, it kept growing, and the more she read it, you're like, man, that is what that says. If I call for the elders of the church and let them pray over me, anointing me in the name of the Lord, what's it say it'll happen? Next verse. The prayer of faith shall save. I'll bet you save there is sozo. Means it'll save them, heal them, deliver them, make them whole, and preserve them. Does that make sense? Pastor, you want the mic back? Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close then. Yeah. Pastor's just making sure that everybody got...
Has everybody in here been prayed over? Amen. Everybody's had a prayer. You've had somebody touch you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're all healed, right? We all know. Cannot fail, we serve the healer. So praise God. We thank you, Lord. Dave, just go ahead and close with the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
We shouldn't even need any prayer teams today.
No, we won't need prayer.
Everybody can just go home, we believe.
Well, what did we say in the beginning prayer? God show up and heal everybody in the building. Is that what we said?
Amen, that's what we said.
It's done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for that. Go in peace. Praise the Lord. Go in peace. Amen. Oh, yeah, come back next Sunday. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.